He is a rodent, for
sure. Like the, is he frog or rodent thing? Or frog or rat?
He is definitely a rat.
What's Daisy Edgar Jones, a frog or a rat?
I think she's also a rat.
I think it's rat and rat, right? Oh, yeah, big time rat.
She's a rat.
Are we both frogs? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Ride Home Podcast. My name is Abby.
Hey, guys, it's Caitlin. Sorry, I'm really distracted. There's an Ella hair hanging off of your mic right now. And the OCD in me.
She's with us always.
She's always with us wherever we go.
Wherever we go, Ella is with us in the form of her hair.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Just think of all the places Ella has gone.
Yeah. She's like Flat Stanley.
Yeah. Anyways, we are back this week with a disaster movie that we actually weren't planning on really even like reviewing. We would probably see it eventually, yeah. But I don't know if we were like clamoring to go see it in theaters.
No.
I think our expectations were that it was not going to be good. Mm-hmm. And so we just assumed that we were not going to see it, which is the sequel to Twister, which what year did Twister come out? 96?
96.
Mm-hmm. So the sequel to Twister, which was Twisters, mm-hmm. that was getting some pretty positive reviews online. And so we decided to just kind of like impulse buy into the hype and go see this movie on a Saturday afternoon. Sure. So this movie is a sequel to Twister, but it is not a direct sequel in that it does not run from one movie into the other. It's basically just like Twister is a tornado movie and Twisters okay. is also a tornado movie.
So I was actually wondering about that, if they're actually considering this a sequel or not, because none of the characters, like you said, carried over from the mm-hmm. first one, but it's like,
I guess
the
maybe
same exact name just with an S at the end.
Right. I feel like maybe it's not a sequel. It's more of just like an installment of a franchise. Does okay. that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
We both obviously grew up in the 90s, so mm-hmm. Twister was something that I think everybody saw back then. Uh-huh. But I think I only saw it like once, maybe, growing up.
Which is so crazy to me, because you love disaster movies.
I do.
Twister is still sitting at like a 68 on Rotten mm-hmm. Tomatoes, so it's held up, and I feel like it's sort of like, for me, like a nostalgia kind mm-hmm. of movie, and I don't know, I was sort of excited that like Twisters was a thing, but also sort of just kind of curious of like what they were going to do with it, because it was like not really outright calling right. itself a sequel,
which it really wasn't.
It isn't, yeah,
especially because we watched Twister mm-hmm. in the morning before we went to go see Twisters mm-hmm. and I think like the main things that I carried away from watching Twister as an adult is, A, I said it to you while we were watching it, like they do not make music like that for movies.
No.
Anymore. It's so adventurous and boisterous and like just every scene kind of like bounced from one scene mm-hmm. to the other. And it was really fun, and genuinely, like, Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt were so great
so
in
good.
It. The effects for the time period that it was. The only shot that's horrible was the weather satellite floating above the Earth.
Oh, right at the beginning.
Yeah. I was like, maybe they spent all their money on the tornadoes, which, like, I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't need to put the satellite.
But you also have to think about, like, so that's so funny because it was really bad, but also it was 1996. And, I mean, think about what computers looked yeah. like at the time.
Yeah.
So I mean, to people, viewers at that time probably were like, wow, like, oh my that's God. A satellite on the Earth. Uh-huh. But, like, to us, it was like,
yikes.
It's like two dimensional. Yeah. Like it was bad.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Twister. I thought the cast of like wacky scientists were, it was kind of like a who's who of like character actors mm-hmm. watching that back. And like, I didn't realize like who was in it. And so I really enjoyed Twister. I mm-hmm. thought it was just a really fun movie. And for the time that it was made, also a very impressive movie.
Really?
There's certainly some like dated aspects of it.
Sure.
For sure. But going into Twisters, I didn't know really much about like whether or not, like you said, they were going to continue the story, if they were going to like call back to these characters mm-hmm. or, you know, obviously Bill Paxton has passed away, so he wouldn't like reprise his role or anything sure. like that. But I didn't know if it was going to be like connected. Mm-hmm. So I will say right off the rip that if you have not seen Twister, you can see Twisters. There is like, oh, do I need to see the original first? No, you do not. I also don't believe that Twisters was made by the same people either. Like I don't think the writers or directors or anything like that are the same that carried over. I think I did see something that like Steven Spielberg was involved in both. Like he produced in some way. But I think that's the only like big name that I have on the record to say that was involved in both of them. So could you give us a quick synopsis and cast list of Twisters?
This is quite the lengthy synopsis. Haunted by a devastating encounter with a tornado, Kate Cooper gets lured back to the open plains by her friend Javi to test a groundbreaking new tracking system. She soon crosses paths with Tyler Owens, a charming but reckless social media superstar who thrives on posting his storm-chasing adventures. As storm season intensifies, Kate, Tyler, and their competing teams find themselves in a fight for their lives as multiple systems converge over central Oklahoma.
Oh my God.
A novel. Who the hell? Why did we need that much information about the movie Twisters?
Yeah, that was a lot.
All right. So that being said, the movie stars Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar Jones, Anthony Ramos, Kiernan Shipka, once again, back to back. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and this movie is directed by Lee Isaac Chung, who also directed Minari.
What a wild IMDb
discovery.
Minari and
Twisters.
That's, I'm gonna have to like force myself to say it. I feel like there couldn't be two more opposite movies.
Actually, no.
Ever. No. The only thing that I can think of is like they're both set in like the plains. Like, isn't Minari Arkansas?
Yes, which like, is a little, I looked it up. So Lee Isaac Chung, actually, his family's Korean.
Yeah.
But he grew up in Arkansas.
I think like Minari is,
yeah, so it's like him. It's, yeah, sort of like autobiographical. Yeah. So he has, I guess he knows Arkansas.
Yeah.
So that's, he sticks with what he knows.
So I guess that's kind of like the only connection that I would say would make sense for him to be directing a disaster movie.
Yeah. But interesting choice.
Very interesting choice. I hope you had fun.
It seems like he did. Yeah.
That being said, Caitlin, did you have fun? What did you think of Twisters? Oh my God, this face. Okay.
I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Also didn't love it.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if I even liked it. Here's the thing. I'm having a problem.
Yeah.
Having a major problem.
Okay. What's the major problem?
It feels like people are running out of ideas for movies, and so they're just ripping old ones off.
Yeah.
Twister was good, though.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't need
Twisters. See, I'm okay with it simply because it was a different, like, cast, a different story. Like, how many asteroid movies do we have? You know, like, we have Deep Impact, we have Armageddon. Like, I feel like you can reuse the form of disaster over and over and over again.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily agree with you that it feels like a cop-out or it feels like they didn't need to make this movie.
Okay.
However, I am going to say that my review for this movie is that it was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's my review.
That's what I'm saying about it. And like, this is one of my biggest issues with this movie.
Glenn Powell. I'm gonna be respectful about Glenn Powell because I'm sure he's a lovely person. Actually, I don't know that.
He might
be an asshole. We don't know. Glenn Powell is, he has the bone structure for it. He has the voice for it. He has the swagger for it. Mm-hmm. He is a villain.
Yeah.
Do not force Glenn Powell to fit the leading man role because it just does not work every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that like in this movie, which by the way, we're doing spoilers because it's not that serious. Yeah. In this movie, he does play somebody that like we originally think is kind of like the villainous, like, you know, he's a douchebag, YouTube star.
Like showboaty.
Showboaty, asshole. All of that. And then like you learn more about him and, you know, you learn he gives back to
he
the
has
community.
He has a heart.
Imagine. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know if it's just carried over from the atrocity that was Anyone But You or what it was, but I cannot look at Glenn Powell and be like, oh my God, a handsome prince. Like, he comes across as, you know, like an evil, like in Frozen, the guy, what's Hans? His name? Hans.
Yeah.
Like, he would play Hans in a live action Frozen.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, he would.
You know what I mean? Like, the kind of pretty on the outside, nasty on the inside type of person. Like, he could have played Chris Evans's role in Knives Out. Yes. You know, like the spoiled brat, all of those things.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Glenn Powell should not be an actor. He can, can and absolutely can be an actor. But unless he's like in a military role.
Yeah, I feel like he needs to be typecast in that too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not a leading man. And I think being forced into that.
It's stilting his acting.
It's stilting his acting. But also, like, I feel like I'm being force fed Glenn Powell.
I think we all have been being forced Glenn Powell for the past. I mean, ever since Anyone But You came out, he's been shoved down our throats.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, he doesn't do anything for me, like at all.
No.
Looks or acting wise, I know it's very shallow.
Objectively attractive. He's very,
very attractive person, but it's just, I don't know, it's giving disingenuine.
Yeah.
And I feel like, honestly, I feel like he actually might be a good actor.
Uh huh.
But like you said, I don't think he's been given an opportunity to show what he's capable of because of the roles he's cast in.
I don't ever fully trust his character because he looks like such a douche that I'm like,
something's off with this
gonna guy. Go wrong.
Yes.
Like something's off with this guy. And so it's just kind of like this like Army Hammer creep factor that I'm just like, is everything like good with him?
Yeah.
You know? And he also just kind of gives like straight white middle of America energy that I just don't like. That's not what I'm going
not
for.
Special enough for you.
I want you to look like a twink from Brooklyn. Like,
yes.
Oh my come God. On, man. Like, I don't know. I think my hang up with him also is a hang up I have with Daisy Edgar Jones, where she kind of seems like she plays the same character every single time we see her in anything.
Yeah.
It's just like a repetitive, like, well, it's not even like she has a character. It's just Daisy Edgar Jones.
Yeah.
I think having those two be the leads and having like kind of a romantic story built around them was really tough to watch.
Yeah.
However, I loved when the tornado blew up that factory.
Okay, that was sick.
Like, there were some really cool shots in it. Sure. You know, there were times that I just was able to like sit there and soak up like the disaster aspect of it, and it was enjoyable, and it felt like I was in like a summer movie and eating my popcorn, and it felt very like dumb, if that makes sense. My brain went like boo.
So just a little rest.
Yeah.
A little respite.
Like, I appreciate the fact that it gave my brain a break.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I am a little shocked at how widely well-received this film has been.
Me too. Because my other issue with this movie and why I'm surprised everyone loves it so much, I feel like besides the factory part,
I know exactly where you're going. Yep.
We could have had way better tornado CGI.
I feel like not only was the CGI nothing to write home about, I wasn't really impressed with the sound design. I thought, like, because we are now in 2024 and we have so much better access to sound design, like Twister, it kind of, the tornadoes just kind of had this like groan, like this animal groan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was the sound of the tornado.
Yeah.
I feel like we could have gotten a lot cooler sound of the tornado for this one.
Everything could have been cooler about the tornadoes.
Yeah.
Like, I think honestly, that is the most disappointing part about this movie. If you're going to make a tornado movie.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years after
Twister.
Give us way more and way better.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. It wasn't like thrilling. It wasn't scary. Like, there were parts of Twister, the original, to me that were like genuinely scary and like you're like worried of what's gonna happen. And like in the first 2 minutes of this movie, four people get sucked up by a tornado.
Yeah.
And it was just like, huh?
That
like,
was a very chaotic already intro and opening.
But like you didn't even really see the tornado. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like to me, because I like space and nature and things that naturally occur in the world, I wanted to see like a big ass tornado like vantage point. Like I wanted like more drone takeaway footage. I don't agree. Know.
It felt like they kept shoving down our throats that this is like this unprecedented tornado outbreak in this mm-hmm. area, which like it's Oklahoma. So like
there's always tornadoes.
So if you're going to tell me that this is like some crazy outbreak, A, I want it to be really what you said, giant mm-hmm. tornadoes and a lot more camera work like mm-hmm. inside the tornadoes mm-hmm. and it just felt like we were just always focused on the people, like we were trying to save money from showing the tornado.
I'm so disappointed in that because I wanted to like it. Like honestly, I went in with a really open mind about this movie and
I was excited about it.
I was excited because I love Twister so much. Like that has always been one of my favorite nostalgia movies. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a bunch of times and I was excited to see like a newer version of it.
Yeah.
To see what that was going to look like, because I was so watching Twister back, like you said, I was really impressed with what they did.
Yeah.
Like in 1996 to make a movie like that, it's impressive. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's really impressive. And the technology has advanced so much in filmmaking in the past 30 years. Yeah. And I was excited to see what they were going to do with that.
Yeah.
And I feel like they really wasted it on that. Like you said, they wasted it on the actors who weren't even that good. I mean, like, why were we wasting it on that?
And I also feel like I was let down by the plot around the actors. Like, I felt like I was let down by the storyline of the characters because, A, it was really predictable, like, unbelievably predictable. But B, they had all of this chemistry to lead up to a really awkward scene in an airport where you're expecting a kiss and then they don't.
Nope.
And they just kind of like walk off together.
They're kind of like, all right, let's go do some more tornado chasing.
In the words of Love Island, I felt like we got like custard pied. Like I felt like we got completely we got pied off. You know me. I'm not even like a crazy rom-com fan. Mm-hmm. I don't really love romance movies. Mm-hmm. But like their two characters had enough chemistry and had spent enough time together that by that point, a kiss would have made complete sense.
Yes.
And it felt like it was the ultimate representation of this movie of just being like a flat line.
Give us nothing.
Where it was like, it didn't even end on like an exciting nothing. Conclusion.
No, I'm telling you, it is so weird and just so many weird choices.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing I don't know, this is unrelated to the movie, but more about the experience. People who have to make a comment every 5 seconds during a movie.
The guy next to us was on fire.
I wanted to lean over and just say, you know that thoughts can be silent.
You wanted to gentle parent the guy.
Be like, hey, I'm so glad. Buddy. I'm so glad that you're interested in this movie and that it's happy and entertaining to you.
Does it feel good on your body?
Is this something we should say out loud, though? I want you to think that before you say things. Yeah. Does it have to be out loud?
At one point, he literally, as the experiment paid off at the end of the movie, he just goes, it worked.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, buddy, it did.
Are you
and
happy?
Like, this was not a man with special needs.
No.
This was not a child. This was a full-grown man.
Full-grown man.
With his wife.
I think he loved the movie, though.
I think he really got into it. Whenever she walked out with her American flag shirt, he goes, wow, what a shirt.
Stop.
It's like he's never seen an American flag before.
Every time he sees one, he's excited.
Probably sexually.
I was going to say he gets hard, but I didn't know if that was appropriate for podcast.
It's fine. We put an explicit rating on our podcast, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
I do need to just say one more thing about Twisters that I hated, and it was the music.
Yeah.
So the music was like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was Imagine Dragons meets Jelly Roll on crack cocaine. Like, it was like the most white trash sounding, like, slap your knees, hard rock, divorced dad, like, hasn't paid child support in a couple of stomp years. Stomp rock. I don't know how to explain it, but it was super literal.
Very literal.
To the scene that was happening.
Yes. Like one song literally was like, in Oklahoma. And I'm like, yeah, we know they're in Oklahoma.
So, like, if you feel it, chase it. And then the next song is like, chase it.
Yes. Oh, it was really bad.
It was like, you know, in Netflix reality shows when it like Selling Sunset, yes, and stuff like that, when they're like, you know, she's a bad bitch, yes, but she knows how to get the job done.
Yes.
Like, it was like that.
Pretty faces everywhere, yeah, dancing in the streets. Like, it's like, okay, very, very,
like,
literal.
I felt like at one point, like, Daisy Edgar Jones was gonna, like, turn off a light or something, and then it would just be like, all her friends are dead, and she's a scientist. She likes Glenn Powell. Like,
it, yeah,
it was really bad.
It was so
maybe
bad.
Some of the worst music I've ever heard in a movie, and I'm not lying. It was some of the worst music I've ever heard
it
in a movie.
It felt very like Where the Crawdads Sing adjacent.
Yeah, I felt hate crimed by this movie.
You know, Pride Month is over, so I guess this is what we get.
Yeah.
This is what July has to offer us. Nothing but patriotism and...
It did. It just felt strange.
It
I don't know.
It wasn't for us.
It wasn't for us, but you know what? I am glad that people who are enjoying it are enjoying it, because there is something really exciting that I need to express, which is that the last couple of times that we have gone to the theater, mm-hmm, our theater has been packed. Yeah. Our crowds have been full. Mm-hmm. And first of all, that's actually a really good sign for the economy. That's one of the, like, the markers of, like, whether or not the economy is doing well, is whether or not people are going to the movies, because that's seen as, like, surplus cash.
Oh.
So, like, if you're breaking the bank,
You don't have money to go to the movies.
And people are in line to get popcorn. People are going to see these films. And that's the thing, is that, like, there is, which if you actually, like, pay attention to politics and, like, the, you know, stock market and all that bullshit, like,
boring,
we are on, like, a good upward trend.
Okay.
Even though it sometimes doesn't feel like it.
Sure.
And so I think, like, for me, it's giving me, like, a sense of positivity about, like, society and, like, culture in general. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, like, maybe, like, people are starting to, like, do a little bit better and, like, have some extra money laying around and all that. It's also just really fun to experience films again with an audience, because I feel like you and I have been so religiously dedicated to using whatever money we had at the time to go to the movies, mm-hmm, and to treat ourselves to that experience, that from about like 2019 to like last year,
mm-hmm,
you and I would be seeing every movie by ourselves.
Yeah.
There was maybe one or two other people in the crowd with
us. We've been in empty theaters for years.
For years. And it's just really nice. Like, it feels like there's hope for the film industry. There's hope for the American economy. And it just, like, makes me feel good to be a part of that experience. And I know that I'm going way off of, like, the Twisters review.
No, but I think it's so important, because I've been noticing that too. And, like, it just feels better.
Yeah.
But I think it's also just a really good sign for our country as far as, like, community goes.
Yeah.
Because seeing movies is one of the few experiences that is, like, what everyone can do that is community building.
Yeah.
Because going out to eat doesn't build a community, because you're insular to who's at your table.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know what I mean? Movies is one of those few things that you go to and it's like, holy shit, like, we just experienced that together.
Yeah.
And you're in a room for 2 hours with these people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so it does feel, I don't know, I just have positive feelings about where things are going for all of the things you mentioned, because it feels good to see movies with people again.
It does, which I also think that with all of the political divide in our country, like, you and I were sat up watching Twisters right next to somebody, like, openly wearing, you know, like, Trump gear. And we were both just sitting there peacefully enjoying a film together. And so, like, there is that part of me that, like, I just feel good about it, that, like, all of us from all these different backgrounds are sitting there, like, enjoying this thing together. And it is a very unifying experience, because it's like, yeah, we're, like, not all that different. Like,
yeah, we're all, we all want to watch this shit, and we all want to eat our popcorn and drink our ices.
Yes. And seeing all these full theaters has just led to a more positive outlook just in general. Just going to the movies every week and seeing all these people sitting there with us and enjoying it, and hearing them laughing, and hearing them, you know, talking about it when they leave. Like, I'm getting really, you know, over dramatic here, but it's just nice. Like, even if I didn't enjoy Twisters, it's just nice to know that people are coming out in droves for movies like Twisters and like Long Legs.
Inside Out 2.
Like, back to back to back. I feel like it's just been a really fun experience.
Yeah. And it also, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it makes me want to go to the movies more.
Me too.
Because I feel like part of our slump that we went through, you know, obviously we've had a lot going on in our personal lives, professional lives, you know, reasons we've had to take breaks. But also I feel like part of it was just sort of losing the motivation to do, to even go to the movies. Because when you go to an empty theater for years and years and years,
literal years, it felt like,
it did get a little sad.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, it started to feel a little lonely, even though we were together, but it just felt kind of sad to, like, show up every time and be like, oh, there's no one in line to get food, and oh, there's no one in the theater, and there's, like, two people total here besides us.
Also, I'm going to tell you one thing. The popcorn is fresher because they're making more. And so while they're making more and more, the popcorn has been out of fucking control. Shout out to Regal.
Also, everyone who works at our Regal right now is, like, my favorite person.
Yeah.
They're all super sweet. Most of them are probably, like, non-binary or queer or some form or fashion of the alphabet mafia. And I just love them. And
I love them so much.
I'm so, so happy that this is where we are right now, because I do feel like we're going up.
Yeah.
I know it's, you know, been kind of a weird time and a scary, scary time. And I feel very optimistic and excited to continue to go to the movies and have experiences like this.
Which, it is not common for me to be optimistic.
No.
It is not common. I am a pessimist at my core.
Truly.
Like, I literally think that the worst is going to happen at all times. Shout out therapy. Shout out SSRIs. I feel like there has just been a good shift in, like, my mentality of seeing those, like, good aspects and things. And so the thing that I'm really going to lean into with Twisters is, just because I didn't like Twisters and just because it fell completely flat for me, it was still a really fun, positive experience that, like, I'm glad we went, you know, I'm glad we got out of the house. I'm glad we had the funny guy saying things out loud. I'm glad we had, you know, fresh popcorn because there was a line there. I'm glad we had all of those things. And so it's like, even if Twisters was a small popcorn for me, like, that whole experience was a medium. And I think that that is part of what a blockbuster summer movie is, which is, it doesn't have to be groundbreaking. It doesn't have to win awards. It doesn't have to be something incredibly special. It can just be, like, a really flat movie that everyone, no matter what you bring to the table, can enjoy that experience. I'm never going to watch it again, but I enjoyed that experience. So I'm going to give it, like, a medium, but more for the experience than the movie itself.
Okay.
The movie itself is absolutely a small. If they had given me a goddamn kiss, it probably would have been a medium.
That was so weird.
It felt like the film version of a side hug. Like, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
like
my
when
Lord.
You're like going to hug someone and you get like they turn to the side and it feels like half a hug or like a dead fish handshake. That's yes. what it felt like.
Yes.
That ending moment, I was like, oh, brother.
Yeah, really weird choice. It was a small for me.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. I think the experience, and you know what? Like, I'm just grateful that people are making movies that's bringing people to the theater. Yeah. Because to be honest, that was also part of the loss of creativity, I think, on our part. Yeah. Is like, good movies weren't really coming out. Movies that people had really good marketing. And you know what I mean? Yeah. I just feel like the caliber of film is getting better and better. Yeah. And it's enticing more and more people to come out. People, like you said, have more money to be able to do these things. People are down to clown at the movie theater this summer. And it's been really fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
A really, really fun time. And I'm excited for it to continue because there's a lot of good movies coming out the second half of the year. So I'm just riding the wave with you.
Same.
And you know me, I'm the eternal optimist. So I always think things are going to be great and fine and better. And now things are. And I'm just happy.
Anyways, is your eye good?
My eye's so itchy. My allergies are so bad. Pass away. Okay.
Go out to the movies. Go see. There is a horror movie that I will not force Caitlin to see because I've been forcing her to see a lot of them. There is a new horror movie that's picking up a lot of steam, currently sitting at a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, called Oddity. That is out right now. If you also are not like a Deadpool Wolverine person, go see that. Go see Twisters if you're, you know, just feeling in the mood for a blockbuster.
Yeah, if you just want to go see a fun summer movie, absolutely go see Twisters. It's a really good summer,
like I said, your brain is off.
Yeah,
your brain is night.
It's a fun time for that.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what our next episode will be, but we will obviously post that on Instagram once we do know. And until then, enjoy the rest of the summer that we have left. It has been a very fun one. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on the ride home.